Harper Audio presents The It Girls by Karen Harper. Performed by Saskia Malleveld. Prologue. The Isle of Jersey, April 1875.
If we are caught, we'll be in beastly trouble for this, Nellie said, tugging at her sister's sleeve as they opened the door to the ladies' cloakroom of Government House. And darted inside.
Not if we don't get caught. Don't be in such a fret, Lucy scolded in a whisper.
She will surely come in here before the reception, and we'll catch a glimpse of her. Mother will be furious. And since the Lieutenant Governor and Mrs. Norcott are hosts for this party, then they won't even know. Oh, look, Ada was right. We can crawl under the skirt of that ruffled dressing table and cut little peek holes in it to see out.
Peepholes, Nellie corrected.
Never you mind. I brought my best sewing scissors, Lucy declared, brandishing them like a sword.
At age 10, Nellie was hardly as bold as her sister, who was 16 months older and the family tomboy to Nellie's wallflower. But they'd agreed it was worth a risk to catch a glimpse of Lily Langtry, the toast of London, and a native of this small island snagged between France and England. Nellie had been writing reams about Lily in her own complete and true diary of Miss Eleanor Sutherland. Snagged, a lovely word, she reminded herself again. Indeed, they were snagged here with a terrible stepfather who was so mean to their lovely mother. Why, it was like some fairy tale with an ogre after their father, the true prince, had died.
All right, Nellie agreed. I'll crawl under, though you know I abhor closed places. At least it won't be pitch dark under there.
4 years ago, the sisters and their mother had sailed from Canada on a trip so harrowing Nellie had never gotten over it. After all, Nellie thought, trying to buck herself up, anything to see this so-called Jersey Lily, who was so beautiful that she'd been painted by artists and invited to dinners by important people in London. Simply everyone in Little Jersey had crowded the streets the day Lily wed the widower, Mr. Langtry, last year. The streets had been awash with flowers and crowds. But they had heard she'd wed him just to escape on his yacht. Lucy had repeated ad nauseam that she'd heard Lily was so clever that even at London events she wore simple black gowns with no jewelry to accent her stunning face and form. Nellie sighed and watched as Lucy cut two peepholes in the white muslin and pink glazed calico folds of the dressing table skirt. The top of the table boasted little cut glass bottles, combs, brushes, and a silver-backed hand mirror.
I can't wait to see what she wears, Lucy was saying. I'll sketch every stitch of her gown. And I'll record everything about it. Everything. I just hope Ada doesn't catch it for tipping us off when she arrives.
Ada Norcott was the daughter of the Channel Islands Lieutenant Governor, a representative of Queen Victoria, no less. Ada was often allowed to play with the Sutherland sisters. They lived in a rented, furnished house just outside the capital, St. Helier, so Ada often invited them to stay with her in town. That had been the case today, though the girls were not to attend the reception and dinner. Only gaze out windows at arriving carriages. And that wasn't good enough.
All right, get under straight away, Lucy ordered. But Ada hasn't given us the high sign yet. Good gracious, do you want to be in a scramble when she does? This isn't a story in one of those books you bury yourself in where people escape through magic doors and such nonsense. If we are scolded for this, Mother will have the vapors. And our I am ill, help me right now, Mr. Kennedy, will be meaner than ever.
Nellie gathered her skirts and crawled in the small space, followed by Lucy. They hunched together, straining to listen for Ada's telltale knock on the door. That would mean Mrs. Lily Le Breton Longtree had arrived and was coming upstairs to leave her wrap. Not only had their idol Lily escaped the little English Channel Island of Jersey, but she'd escaped a father who, despite his religious position as Dean of Jersey, had a racy reputation. Gossip said that the senior clergyman of the island diocese had taken numerous paramours. Why, 'twas said poor Lily had at first fallen for a handsome young man she did not know was her half-brother,
and the dean had been forced to tell her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?